You're listening to SBS News.
The Australia Institute's 2018 Climate of the Nation poll said 80% of women say climate change was occurring now, compared to 72% of men. A 2018 Lowy Institute poll showed that 52.7% of women agreed that global warming is a serious and pressing problem, while only 47.3% of men agreed with that statement. As a result of those surveys, the Australian Conservation Foundation and 1 Million Women conducted a survey of their own female supporters, examining attitudes and actions on climate change. The Australian Conservation Foundation CEO, Kelly O'Shaughnessy, says the findings are generally positive.
What we're seeing is that most women actually surveyed are deciding to take action themselves. So they're recycling more at home, cutting back on food waste, changing the way they purchase our food in the supermarkets, but also they're realising that they can have a bigger impact than just their own household and their own family by using their vote in the next election. So I think that's a great finding.
Alarmingly though, the survey found that one in three women under the age of 30 said they were reconsidering having children or more children because they are increasingly worried that those children would face an unsafe future because of climate change. One of those mothers is 28-year-old Felicity Lockhead from Wollongong, south of Sydney.
For me and my husband, it is definitely part of a decision-making process. I guess, firstly, we're concerned about what sort of future challenges our children would face in a world with a changing climate, and especially where our leaders aren't exactly making the decisions recommended and taking the warnings that IPCC have reported on and those sorts of things. So yeah, that's one main concern. And also by having children, we're perpetuating those issues as well. So yeah, it's something that we're undecided on at the moment, but it does come into play in that process of making that very big decision.
Ms. O'Shaughnessy says she understands, as she has already made the decision not to have children herself.
It's an enormous decision to make to not have kids. And there's lots of different reasons people will make that. That climate change is one of those reasons is terrible because it's completely solvable. And so I do have great empathy for people, particularly young people who have often thought that they will have children, that they're making decisions not to do that when this problem we're facing is 100% resolvable.
Climate change is expected to be a key election battleground in the upcoming federal vote. 9 out of 10 women say they are extremely concerned by climate change, while nearly 7 in 10 said they would vote for clear programs to accelerate action on climate change, such as ramping up Australia's pollution reduction targets, increasing renewable energy, and phasing out the burning of coal, oil and gas. 1 Million Women founder and CEO Natalie Isaacs says politicians are on notice.
I think that politicians should not underestimate how important it is to have a clear agenda for climate change. I think it's because, you know, climate change is not just something in the distance anymore. It is personal. People are feeling it. You know, heat waves and electricity prices and droughts and floods and ferocious bushfires. You know, climate change is all around us and this has become a personal issue.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.